Planet Earth is dynamic and always changing. Just 10,000 years ago, about half of the planet was covered in ice. Today, this is around 10%, as the Earth has been warming since that time. Part of this environmental change is due to natural rather than human causes. Sometimes, natural forces can destroy the environment. In 1991, a volcano in the Philippines erupted and killed many people and animals. It destroyed around 800 square kilometres of farmland and a huge area of forest. It also caused severe floods when rivers were blocked with volcanic ash. However, humans are also responsible for a lot of habitat destruction. There were originally more than 16 million square kilometres of rainforest worldwide. Only 9 million remain today, and deforestation is occurring at a rate of approximately 160,000 square metres per year. In Europe, only about 15% of land hasn't been modified by humans. In some places, habitats haven't been destroyed, but they have been broken into parts, for example, separated by roads. This is called fragmentation. If animals are used to moving around throughout the year and a road is built through the middle of their habitat, fragmentation can cause serious problems. Humans haven't only affected the land and its animals, they have also affected the sea. Pollution from coastal cities has damaged the ocean environment and destroyed the habitat of fish and other sea life. Habitat destruction hasn't been bad news for all animals. In fact, some species have adapted extremely well to living closely with people and benefit from living near them. In Africa and Asia, monkeys live in cities alongside people and exploit the human environment by stealing food or eating things that humans have thrown away. In Singapore, the 1,500 wild monkeys that live in and around the city have become a tourist attraction. In Australia, Europe, Japan, and North America, foxes live in urban areas, even big cities such as London. They have different diets depending on their environment. They survive in the city by eating a wide variety of things, from rubbish out of bins to insects and wild birds. Not everyone welcomes the foxes. They sometimes enter people's homes to steal food, and they occasionally bite people. Likewise, police in India recently spotted several young leopards in the streets of Mumbai. The leopards had moved into the city from the nearby forests. One expert said that the surprising thing was that leopards had been in the city for a long time, but people rarely saw them. Leopards are very secretive, and they prefer not to be seen. One other animal that is as at home in the city as in the countryside is the raccoon. In fact, raccoons are so at home in the city that the number of city raccoons has increased. Raccoons have different diets depending on their environment. Common foods include fruit, plants, nuts, and rodents. Much like the foxes of London, raccoons living in the city are known to eat rubbish out of bins, steal food from people's homes, and occasionally bite people. We tend to think of human activity as always having a negative impact on the environment. However, some people feel that we can have a positive impact too. Conservation means trying to save habitats. Ecotourism is an approach to travel and holidays where people visit natural areas such as rainforests, except rather than destroy the environment, they help preserve it. Visitors to the La Selva Amazon Eco Lodge in Ecuador watch and learn about local wildlife, visit tribes who live in the forest, and stay in an environmentally friendly hotel. Their presence doesn't damage the local environment, and most guests leave the hotel as conservationists. When they experience the beauty of nature firsthand, they feel strongly that they want to protect and preserve it. Not everyone feels that ecotourism is actually helping the environment. Tourists who travel long distances by aeroplane create pollution, as do resorts, which use local resources such as fresh water and produce waste that creates pollution in the local environment.